And it's theme month. We're doing a whole episode and also featuring an interview with Dion Lunadin. And we're playing a lot of music he's released under his own name. And also we're going to be playing a selection of stuff from other bands he's been a part of.
Yeah, that's right. So coming up next, we're going to be featuring a lot of music that he performed in various bands. Obviously, the big band that he was a part of was the D4, so we're going to also focus on an entire set on the music from that group. But we did just come back from a few other songs, including the interview with Dion. As always, Dion Lunadin is a pleasure to speak with, and when he ever comes by Detroit or any close-by venue that you happen to be living in while you're listening to this, we encourage you to go check out his intense shows. They are great, noisy rock and roll. Highly encourage you to do that. And he's also just, as you heard, a wonderful old gent. Just a great guy to talk to.
Yes, thanks for speaking with us again, Dion. And in that set, we ended off with a track that he put out as a digital single in 2020. It was Dion Lunadin and Kate Clover. Kate Clover is a great musician based out of L.A. who has a band. They've covered X. And I believe they have two albums out now. But we heard a song they did together that was called When Will I Hold You Again. Part of that, we heard part of the interview we did with Dion, and then we heard a song in between that interview. What did we hear?
Yeah, we heard something from his 2022 release, Beyond Everything, with the song Nothing But My Skull. Preceding that, we had the opening part of the interview, and then we heard a pair of songs prior to that, both of them coming from his latest release, System's Edge. As he mentioned, it is available to purchase digitally right now and will be in stores very shortly.
I believe it is now.
And now by this point, okay. So by this point, you can probably check it out. Go to your favorite local record store to purchase it. The album is System's Edge, and we heard I Don't Mind and Diamond Sea. And he actually did talk about Diamond Sea a little bit in that. We're not done playing songs from the new album. We are going to be touching upon that later on in the show. But we want to just not only look towards the future and what's happening in the present, but we want to pay tribute to the past and some of the great music that he made in other groups before he really cut his teeth as a solo act, because he's been in a number of groups prior to going as a solo artist. We did talk about the D4, but there's three other groups he was a part of that we're going to be playing from in this next set.
Yeah, we're going to start off the next set with the first band he was a part of when he moved to the U.S. from New Zealand, a band he dubbed The True Lovers, kind of, I think, also in debt to a song, a New Zealand punk song by the Scavengers. D4 covered a Scavengers song, not True Love, but one called Mr. X on 620, which is their debut release that we'll talk about a little later. So we're going to start off with a song from this self-titled release. You can still get a copy through his Bandcamp, through the True Lovers Bandcamp, I should say. And we're going to hear Obsession to start off the set. This was a little different. He kind of was, as he mentioned in interviews, listening to a lot more blues and soul and kind of incorporating that more so into the music than he had previously. So we're going to hear a track from that release. We're also going to hear something from one of the several albums he was involved with A Place to Bury Strangers. And then a couple of tracks from one of his early bands, Nothing At All, a punk band from North Shore in New Zealand. And yeah, we'll get to that in this set. So let's get started. We're going to hear Obsession here on Revolution Rock.
Talk Vital chromosome.
Thank you.
You're listening to Revolution Rock here on CJM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. Also syndicating across several different stations throughout Canada and can be heard online via cjm.ca or iHeartRadio. I'm your host, Dave, joined with Adam. We came back there from a set of music featuring other bands that Dion Lunadin has been a part of. This whole show is focusing on the music he has created and is still creating. And we also had an interview earlier. If you head on over to revrock.blogspot.com early next week, there should be the interview posted and a little bit extended than the version we aired here tonight. Mm-hmm. And you can also find out what we heard. But we should mention what we heard. Those last two tracks, very rare songs we should mention.
Yeah, they were rare songs from the band that he's probably best known as being part of, the D4. So just to let you know, we are going to be coming up with a set of music from the D4, highlighting tracks from their two studio records. But we heard two things that you cannot find on their records, at least not in the standard iteration. We heard an early demo version of Exit to the City. So this was actually the original four-track recording of it. And this eventually made its way onto a digital version of 620, a reissue edition of that record. But otherwise, it was really hard to come across for years.
Yeah, and even the digital tracks, I don't believe they're available in North America. But we were able to get a copy, thanks, Dion. And prior to that, we heard D4 doing a Peel session. So they did a John Peel session in 2002, early on, around the time they were doing all the touring surrounding 620. There was a lot of focus on this album because it got reissued twice. It was on a few different labels of note. They toured Japan, the US, the UK. And a lot of the songs, when released as singles, charted quite well in the UK. Mm-hmm. But we heard a song from the Peel Sessions, unreleased. Now, there's two unreleased songs during this session. And I'm unsure if they're originals or covers, because the D4 would often do covers, very obscure covers. We heard a song called No Antidote. As far as I know, it is an original, but it could be a cover, and I'm not sure. I guess I could have asked Dion, but I never did.
Well, for the next interview, of course, if you do know the answer, feel free to give us a message on the website, or you can also give us a call here. Speaking of which, you can give us a call at 519-971-3630, and you can also reach us from out of town and in Detroit at 1-855-344-2526 if you feel like talking to us. But getting back to what we heard, prior to those two songs from the D4, we heard a pair of songs from another group that Dion was part of. In fact, a very early band. This one was called Nothing At All.
Yeah, it's a three-piece punk band that featured... Dion was on bass, and he played bass in this three-piece group that also featured the guitarist and vocalist Tony Brockwell. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, Tony passed away many years ago due to cancer, but they made this one album, and I believe they also had a demo EP, just self-titled. You can find it on streaming services now. So for a while, though, it was really quite hard to come by. And I think it was only ever released on CD and cassette. Came out in 95. We heard Get Some and Busted. And we also want to recommend the director. There was a video film director at the time in the 90s. He made two music videos for these songs for the band. And, of course, they probably only ever were seen in the New Zealand area. But if you head on over to YouTube and type up Nothing At All and Busted or Get Some, you should be able to find these videos, and they're actually really quite cool, well done videos.
Nice, so make sure you can check that out. Jumping ahead by two decades, we heard something from 2015, Transfixation, which is an album by A Place to Bury Strangers. We heard the song Straight. This was one of several albums that Dion played on, and was, of course, part of this noise rock ensemble for about 10 years.
As bassist,
as
yeah.
bassist, yes. What a gnarly-sounding group, and they definitely dissolved in a tumultuous fashion, but, you know, put out a number of fantastic noisy records during their lifetime.
And I believe they're actually playing still with a new lineup again.
Okay. Yes.
And then we started off that set with an early band Dion was in when he came to the U.S.
That's right, when he transplanted himself into New York City. The band was The True Lovers, and we heard something from the self-titled record from 2010, Obsession. Now, coming up next, we're going to be hearing from the band that, again, outside of his solo career, Dion is probably best known for. The D4 only had two records that were released, and we're going to hear two tracks from each one of these two records. We're going to start off with the song Come On. And that's actually very appropriate because I believe it's one of the first that he recorded with the band.
It was an early song he wrote and for the D4, and then Jimmy Christmas helped him finish it. The two were very good collaborators in the group D4. They often worked and wrote together and would alternate vocals on songs. And it's the first song, and it was on, they had an EP that came out prior to 620, and it was on there as well, and then it was also on the album proper. We're going to talk more about the D4 and 620 and its relevance in their catalog and just in the New Zealand music and garage rock era of the early 2000s. It's one of those albums that I think everyone should listen to. And it got reissued recently, so more reason to get a copy, although I don't believe there's any copies in the U.S.
Well, we'll talk about that a little bit more when we come back. Just before, though, we're going to play one brief station ID to remind you where you're tuned into and then get to music from the D4.